Felix, why are we listening to this?
This is Mexican romantic pop icon Christian Castro, and he's singing his song, No Podrás.
No, I know who this is. I grew up listening to him on the radio, actually. He's kind of an I think he's corny. He's an icon, but I think he's corny, if you ask me. And even though this song is a catchy tune, this is a Latin rock show?
Well, we're listening to it because today we're going to talk about great cover songs, remakes of old songs you never expected to hear.
Okay. And why are we listening to this song?
Because of this remake of the song.
Oh, this is the Mexican glam rock band, Moderato.
Exactly. I mean, a glam rock band remaking a sappy pop ballad? I mean, who'd expect that?
Well, you know, now that I think about it, it's not that unusual for Latin music, because Latin music can be very fluid, actually. Salsa covers rock. A lot of time rap covers salsa. And in this case, rock covers really schmaltzy pop.
It makes it sound better.
Borrowed, refurbished, remodeled, reconfigured, and made over. Today we're talking about our favorite cover songs.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. And this is the one, the only alt Latino. Don't accept imitations. Felix, I love this song because of its sense of humor. Christian Castro takes himself really seriously, and so do his fans. And the band we're hearing right now, Moderato, they kind of revel in their corniness. They just roll around in it like pigs in mud.
This band started as a joke, kind of a spoof of 80s hair metal bands. I mean, the band's musicians are all very accomplished, but they're more like a Mexican Spinal Tap.
Felix and I met them, actually, at a concert up in New York a few weeks ago. Felix, how do we even begin to describe this band?
One word, glitter. Lots of glitter that sticks to you when you shake their hands and when you hang out around them. A second word, spandex. The spandex unitards, and my God, the leopard print pants, the makeup, the hair.
You know, in a sense, they're not just making fun of cheesy pop. They're also making fun of rock stars who take themselves way too seriously.
Well, Jazz, no feelings were hurt during the making of this song. The band told us Christian Castro actually loved their cover. This is Alt Latino, and we're talking about our favorite cover songs. Jazz, our next song is called 1,000 Hours, but has been covered so many times it might as well be called 1,000 Versions. I mean, it's an example of how Latin music remakes are two-way streets. Rock bands cover classic Latin songs, but more traditional Latin genres also cover rock.
Listening to is the original version performed by Argentine band Los Abuelos de la Nada, which roughly translates into the grandparents of nothingness. Now, Felix, this song came out right after the fall of the Argentine dictatorship, at a time when people were really starting to express all the feelings they'd repressed for so long, you know, and often they did so through rock music.
And in this cut, they use an almost reggae feel to the song, and that steel pan drum gives it a really laid-back sensation.
Well, that really contrasts with the anxiety of the lyrics. This is a song about waiting. Waiting for what feels like 1,000 hours and feeling completely unwanted.
Lead singer Andres Calamaro is telling this story about waiting for a girl in the pouring rain while he reflects on his sad existence. But he also mentions a few times that he's in the mood.
Well, the chill music combined with that sense of anxiety makes it kind of a Latin version of Bob Marley's Waiting in Vain. You know, it's a mellow tune, but there's a tangible sense of depression and impending heartbreak.
And the kicker is that when the girl finally arrives, she takes one look at him and says, "Dude, you're soaking wet. I don't even love you anymore." I mean, that's cold.
Whatever. If some guy who I don't want to see anymore waits for me outside of my apartment in the cold pouring rain for hours, oh, and he's in the mood, that guy's got some nerve. I'd send him packing.
No, you wouldn't. You're nicer than that.
You're right. I give him money for the cab.
Well, this is a situation a lot of people can relate to because this song has been covered a gazillion times by different genres, like this Argentine rap version. ¿Para qué sirven las girls?
nada y no me ausento. La pluma en mi mano hace el resto.
And this Dominican reggaeton song.
La otra noche te esperé bajo la lluvia dos horas. Mil horas. Como un perro.
And our personal favorite, this cumbia version by Colombian band La Sonora Dinamita.
Estoy sentado sobre esta piedra. Yo me pregunto, ¿para qué sirven las guerras?
I like this song because it's cumbia, which for those of you who don't know, is originally from Colombia and had this really recognizable beat. Sort of goes like... Cumbia became very popular in Mexico during the 1950s, and it was something my parents listened to. So when I was growing up, it was considered kind of square to listen to this kind of music. But now that it's had its rebirth, it's everywhere.
Well, from my generation, you know, in South America, cumbia is the music of youth, of rebellion, as much as rock and roll is.
And I think this cover works because since the original had that steel pan tropical thing going on, it translated easily into cumbia.
We're talking about remakes, our favorite cover songs. So far, a Mexican glam rock band kidnapped a song by a dreamy Mexican pop icon and made it into an edgier version. We also discussed a mellow Argentine rock song about waiting under the freezing rain to get dumped. Several years later, a classic Colombian cumbia group took that song for a spin on the dance floor.
Jazz, our next pick is another Colombian cumbia with lyrics about a very, very bad woman.
Felix, in this song, the singer is so disgusted with this woman's behavior, he's calling her a baracunatana.
Come again?
Baracunatana. It's the title of the song. It's slang for a woman who is unfaithful. She's promiscuous. She's just a bad lady.
All the good ones are. It's not... I couldn't resist. It's not exactly a feminist anthem. I mean, the original version was written by a man, but it's been remade so many times and always sung by men who are complaining about these loose women.
Well, that changed in 2002. Colombian rock group Aterciopelados remade the song into a feminist commentary, and lead singer Andrea Echeverri took over this song about a very evil woman.
We had Andrea on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we asked her why, when she remade the song, she didn't change the lyrics to talk about an evil man. And she told us that she was impersonating these men as a social commentary about macho culture. You know, these men who may not be so well behaved themselves, but can't stand the idea of a woman having some fun. And her version takes it even a step further than the original. She sings all these insults that degrade women, but by singing them, she's removing the power of the insult from the words. Jazz, you know what they say, segunda parte nunca fue buena.
There's no such thing as a good remake.
And well, that might apply to a lot of Hollywood remakes. Whoever made that up was not thinking about Latin alternative music, because there are so many great remakes and we are reviewing our favorites. Speaking of Hollywood, pop quiz, Jazz, what old movie theme song is this? Here's a hint. I used to watch it as a kid.
Is it a talkie?
Nice. Last clue. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I watch it all the time.
Oh, okay. Gone with the Wind.
I thought we weren't going to tell people about that.
I don't know. Where is this theme song from?
This is the theme song from the movie Lawrence of Arabia.
Okay.
And I'm playing it because the other day I picked up one of Jasmine's records and I immediately recognized this tune.
Oh, Felix. Oh, I've been listening to this band since high school. And I didn't know that. This is, okay, so just for the audience, this is actually Argentine ska rock band Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, which is one of my favorite bands ever.
By the way, they have one of the best band names ever. They're called King Patrick and his Ricota Dumplings.
I love their sound. It's a perfect blend of ska, rock, and occasionally some cumbia.
You know, it's just like a mirror within a mirror. It's Middle Eastern-inspired Hollywood music redone by an Argentine ska punk band.
Crazy. Well, Felix, I'm going to take it one step further for you. This song was actually remade into a more traditional musical form by Uruguayan singer Maya Castro.
Que enciende en sueños la vigilia, que antes que cuente diez, dormirá.
Cool. Is that a tango?
It's a relative of tango music called milonga. Now, tango is an urban music with sudden jolts of accordion or violin. So it's very aggressive. It's very urban. Milonga is a sweeter rural music, which sounds a little bit like tango, but it's faster, but it flows.
A brillar, mi amor. Vamos a brillar, mi amor.
Then let me rephrase my assessment of this song. It's Middle Eastern-inspired Hollywood music redone by an Argentine ska punk band, redone again by a Uruguayan tango singer.
Did I blow your mind or what?
You made my head spin for sure.
We've been talking about our favorite cover songs.
But Jazz, we haven't yet talked about covering songs which were originally done in English.
Which can be tricky business. I mean, it can either be brilliant or it can come out as a total mess.
And our next song falls in the brilliant category. Brazilian singer Seu Jorge's cover of David Bowie's Life on Mars, which he sings in a mix of Portuguese and English. First, let's hear Bowie.
Okay, David Bowie's version is amazing. It's classic rock and roll theater. His voice is glitzy, as is his persona of Ziggy Stardust. And Felix, David Bowie's one of my favorite artists, so just the idea of him being covered makes me a little bit nervous. But I have to say, I love Seu Jorge's version as much as Bowie.
Me dá sua língua, então vem, quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem. Vamos viver a vida, então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou.
This version is part of the soundtrack to the movie The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, in which he covers many other Bowie tunes. You know, it's a courageous move for a non-English speaker to sing in Portuguese with just a few verses of English.
I think it works, because while the original song is loud and glamorous and theatrical, Seu Jorge sings his version with an incredibly soft and raspy voice, and the way he slowly plucks at his guitar gives it such a sense of loneliness and melancholy. It's not as strong as the original, but it works. Sorry, David Bowie. I still love you.
I think artists go astray when they try to sound like the original. I mean, no one will ever sound like Bowie, and no one wants to hear someone that sounds like a second-rate Bowie. That's just not interesting, but this song works.
Meu amor, não estamos sós. Tem mundo a esperar por nós. no infinito do céu azul. Pode ter vida em Marte, então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, que quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem. Vamos viver a vida, então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars.
Now, Felix, we just finished talking about a Brazilian artist who sings an English rock classic in a mix of Portuguese and English. Now, the next band went all the way.
They took a rock song in English and translated it entirely into Espanol. But this takes a second to set up. Let's start with the original.
Okay.
Now, this is a bit of pop trivia. It's an orchestrated version of the Rolling Stones' hit The Last Time. Now, decades later, this was covered by their fellow Brits, The Verve.
Well, okay, it wasn't really a cover.
Correct. They added their own lyrics to the orchestrated original and called it Bittersweet Symphony. Check it out.
In this song, the Verve sings about life being, well, a bittersweet symphony. As they put it, you try to make ends meet, you're a slave to the money, and then you die.
Now the cover of the cover. This is the Mexican Institute of Sound recasting the song into the ultimate form of bittersweet symphony, a Mexican drinking song.
Porque es una sinfonía agridulce esta vida. Tratar de conocer.
Plenty of examples of bad Spanish covers of English rock out there. Why do you think this cover works?
I think it's because they made it sound so authentically Mexican. I mean, listen to the traditional Northern Mexican accordion and the guitar style, plus the very nasal vocal, which is typical of Northern Mexican music. And the song is a lament about how bittersweet life is. And frankly, he sounds like he's stumbling out of a cantina, drunk after his wife left him, or he got laid off, or his dog ran away.
I think the moral of this song's success is that in order for a cover song to work from English to Spanish, you need to not only translate the lyrics, you also have to translate the music so that it has its own cultural scent.
And there's a dark backstory to this song. Jazz, why don't you tell us?
Well, when The Verve did their cover of the Rolling Stones version, they got their butts sued off. And that's kind of the bad side of cover songs. The Verve never got permission to cover this song, and just adding their own lyrics made it worse. So the other moral of the story is always get permission before doing your cover song.
No cambies, no puedo cambiar. Yo puedo cambiar. Yo puedo, yo puedo, yo puedo cambiar.
Well, that covers it for today's show about our favorite remakes.
Remember, you can hear all the songs played today, the covers and the originals, in their entirety on our website. But we also want to hear from you. What's your favorite cover song of all time? I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. And this has been Alt Latino.